Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today is a little bit strange. I'm handing control over to Peter Williamson and he's going to interview me. I have no idea what he's going to ask me. Gosh, I hope this goes all right. Over to you, Pete.
Oh, well, good morning, Marlon. Great to have the opportunity to speak to you, and I'm really excited about doing my first interview on podcast. So a bit of a breakthrough for me. Look, I was, as our national strategic sales man, you know, I was going to talk to you a little bit about what's hot and what's not in the market. But before we do that, you're starting to get a bit of a reputation around these podcasts, right?
So that's a concern.
So here the tide's turned. Tell me, why podcasts? Why podcasts? How did this come about?
That is a good question. Why podcast? Pete, I like to try different things every now and then. Some of them fail miserably. Just going back to my title, sometimes I'm called strategic manager. Other times I'm called the janitor, just cleaning up crap. But look, podcast is a good way for us to reach our masses. I mean, we've got great partners all around the country. My original idea for this was more around teachings. So when you go to a meeting, and you're heading to a meeting, you might have a topic of, hey, they've got a mobile sales force. You want to hear quickly, and they're all meant to be sub 5 minutes, except for when me and you talk, mate. And it's a quick way for someone to learn features. So, for example, they can click in a podcast. It'll say mobile extension, and then you'll hear my dulcet tones of talking about mobile extension. And hopefully that gives the salesperson something quick to talk to a customer about. And especially now where we're trapped at home, there's a lot of boredom when we're trapped at home. So, you know, you might be doing a little bit of cleaning or you might be doing something. You can just put on a quick podcast to listen to and it's something different, Pete. That's how it came about, and luckily you let me do it.
Yeah, well, I certainly a decision I don't regret, because, and I suppose this is a setup question, but what's the reaction been like? Because I hear it's been great.
The reaction's been interesting. Lo and behold, I got a stat about 3 weeks ago that we were number 7 in the world for technology, which blew my mind away. I didn't think it's possible. But again, we've got such a good channel that's out there, and I think they're embracing it. You know, I don't know sometimes if they're laughing at me or with me, but I'm definitely getting some good feedback from the guys saying that they're learning things. It's one thing to turn up to training sessions with our great channel managers, but you can only retain so much information. So a good thing with the podcast, again, is that they can click on a feature, learn it in 5 minutes, and then talk about it with a customer.
Yeah, cool. And I'm very, 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 very excited by what we've achieved so far. So therefore, a tricky one, what other than, of course, your first podcast interview with me, other than that, what was your favourite?
Look, there's been quite a few so far. Favourites for different reasons. Look, I'm still a belief that this is a channel for people to learn. But I definitely enjoyed interviewing everyone, and I've got to interview so much different people lately. I got to interview Ahed from Ericsson LG, and then I got to interview our channels with the TBTC in Perth, with Rudy. And then, I think one of the crazy ones is obviously Chris Chan. He's a character, and, you know, what a story about being able to increase sales during COVID-19. Everyone that I've spoken to brings that particular one up. So I guess that has to be the favorite for it. So definitely check out the Chris Chan one if you haven't done so. I think it's a good story. It's a good way for people to learn how it's not all doom and gloom during COVID-19. I mean, this guy talked about his business of increasing sales with less salespeople. That is a good podcast. That's a good lesson for everyone to learn.
Yes, indeed. Conan and Chris certainly, I've always said they don't run a business, they run a cult.
That's very true.
So we'll see how they go. So that's a great list, Marlon. I was just wondering, you got any other key interviews coming up in the future?
Well, look, interviewing me, this is an exciting one for me. but look, I guess I should mention my boss, Mr. Karajanis. We're interviewing the boss, so he's a very exciting one. Look, I think it's a good vision in that podcast as well, and it's good to hear what people, what's going on inside ARIA. So I think that's quite a good one coming up. We've got loads coming on, Pete. To be honest, we've got the NBN happening.
From NBN soon, have we?
Yeah, Keith Masterton from the NBN. I never thought I'd get to interview people like this, to be honest. But it's working out well, and I think it's a good thing for our channel that they're hearing from different partners or, you know, different people that they'd never really have access to. So, yeah, the Keith Masterton one will be really exciting with the NBN as well.
Cool. So, mate, look, I did hijack this a little, and I did a podcast on podcasts. But I think it's a great idea because I think people need to understand what we're doing. And there's, you know, there's the two tracks here. There's the product stuff, which you can learn in the car. And there's also some inspiration and some ideas that are being shared by other people. So I think it's a great blend of product and strategy, which is wonderful. And let me say to you, buddy, certainly from my perspective, you've done a fantastic job in getting the reputation of the interviewee with the most. But to close on, the last question I want to ask is, you're out and about. I saw you mention that to Chris Karajanis earlier. What are the hot three things? What are the three things you think are hot out there at the moment? The sorts of things that the questions the partners should be asking. What would you say the top three are?
Yeah, Pete, look, you know, we're working on a blog the other day and I put a lot of thought into this. The obvious ones that are out there is work from anywhere solutions or work from home solutions, because we've all been affected by COVID-19. You know, there's a great cartoon that I saw up on the internet the other day. Moved forward the digital transformation of the business? A, was it the CIO? Was it IT? Or was it COVID-19? Gosh damn, I mean, we really pushed that work from home during COVID-19 because we had to do it. What do I think that is very important in the next few months or over the next year? CRM integration. I see this as a big sales function. We now integrate with over 100 different CRMs. That is massive. And companies invest a lot of money in CRMs. And let's just be honest, when's the last time you've answered a call without knowing who it is? You never do it on your mobile. Why would you do it on your office system? Moving down that list, I guess, networks, you know, whether it's checkpoint firewalls or whether it's the LANcom firewalls, it's so important now because people are working from anywhere to secure those networks. And we have two of the greatest products that you could be out there talking to your partners about to look after their security component. And the final one for me, Pete, is just the phone system itself. It's still so relevant because, as you keep saying, and I think you talk about this a lot, voice is still the killer app. We're listening to a podcast now. We're not reading an ebook. We're listening to things, and you need to talk back and forth to your customers. So just recapping on that, security, CRMs, and obviously voice is still the killer app. They're my main focuses over the next 6 months.
Well, great, Marlon. It sounds like a couple of good tips in there. And I couldn't agree with you more that's where we need to head. So on that note, buddy, I probably might ask you, seeing it is your podcast, to close us off. But thanks for your time, and really appreciate everything you've done.
It's thanks, Pete, and it's good being on the other side. There's a lot of things that you can't sort of say, I guess, when you're interviewing other people, so it's nice to be able to answer those questions. Guys, I will highly encourage you to subscribe to the channel. It is very important because you will get the updates as we release new shows. And if you do have any ideas or if you want to be interviewed or if you've got any specific features, hit us up and write me an email or call us. Voice is the killer app. Thanks very much for joining, everyone.